You're listening to The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman. And, you know, I'll tell you, going to a show the level of the International Builder Show, if you have the need to hire contractors in the building business, and I don't mean just the builder. I'm talking about subcontractors, architects. Make sure you ask them when was the last time they went to the International Builder Show, because it is what you want them to be involved with. Going there, you see what you don't see anywhere else. So I wanted to go out and took a bus ride to the Renewed American Home, and this is what it sounded like. We're with Paul Guidas, and we're at the Renewed American Home, which is a first for the National Association of Home Builders, and it's part of the 2007 International Builder Show in Orlando, Florida, where they took a neighborhood, and they kept the old and made it very, very functional. Paul, PSG Construction, is this a regular thing that you do?
No, it's not a regular thing. We were fortunate enough to be selected to do this project back in June of 2005.
What's the square footage on this particular Renewed American Home?
This house is approximately 5,800 square feet.
Where did it sit before it got here to this neighborhood?
It sat two lots over, about 100 feet to the south.
So you've incorporated a lot of the wow, what's new and functional, and people like to see the eye candy, but the silestone countertops, the refrigerators, the higher ceilings. Is this really a doable thing throughout the United States for infill?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the challenging part was just bringing it back, trying to bring it back as much as we could back to its, you know, original state. Although we did gut it down to the studs, we kept a lot of the exteriors, what we really kept to the original state, with the siding, the roof lines, and that sort of thing, and a lot of the details on the exterior of the house.
Moving a house that was saved because of its architectural significance for this area?
That is correct. It was on the registry of the historic board, so it could not be torn down. It had to be renovated or refurbished, as we did here.
We're looking at a home that has a lot of Energy Star qualities to it, HERS 80 qualities.
Correct. We did get the green rating on the house.
So there's a lot of wood, there's a lot of the older style look, but with new space age quality involved. That's got to be one of the key ingredients and elements that people like throughout all three floors.
Right. There's a lot of insulation in the house to bring it, you know, for the energy efficiency. The HVAC units, heat units, are all energy efficient, which gives it the Green Star rating.
Plus, we've got a lot of nice music throughout here and plasma TVs, and it looks like you've taken the look but used, like, tiles, the small mosaic tiles that you would have saw in the 20s and in 1918, and used them in present-day construction.
Right. We try to keep the period as of the 1909 period when this house was built and incorporate a lot of those things, but still also some of the modern applications of kind of today's architecture.
For all the listeners that are thinking, man, I got this favorite house, I want to move it onto a piece of land, it seems like you worked with so many different suppliers that everybody gave you the green light that we can do that, we have a product that'll fit. So whatever room you're trying to incorporate, a kitchen, a guest room, bathrooms, day kitchens, there's manufacturers already today with those products available.
And there's a lot of different people that came and supplied products or Moen did the fixtures. Kohler did some of the fixtures as well. Merlot did the cabinets, Silestone the tops, and incorporated a lot of the products and look of kind of a yesteryear application.
We're now going to talk to Anne Marie, and Anne Marie is part of the marketing team that put this together, and she's been on the front lines answering questions for a couple of days. This is very, very new, folks. The Renewed American Home, like I say, has never been done before, and this is at the 2007 International Builder Show in Orlando, Florida. From a woman's standpoint, there's got to be a lot of smiling faces and a lot of wow.
Absolutely. People today, especially the females, want those conveniences, the luxury, But what this house does is take that period warmth of the 1909 period and incorporate it into everything that a woman would want in her home today.
Do you have a personal favorite area? I'm not going to pin it down to 5 or 6 square feet, but something that really said, man, they've really outdone themselves in this area of the house.
Oh, goodness.
This isn't scripted, by the way. So.
There are so many, but I think the one thing that is very, very special in this house is the morning kitchen. And the idea that upstairs, the hallway that leads to the master bedroom, master bedroom suite, is just full of beautiful cabinetry, a mini refrigerator, dishwasher, wet bar, sink, so that theoretically in the morning you get up and you have your coffee and don't need to really come downstairs, even at night if you want to have a nice glass of wine in the privacy of your suite. You can, and what's special about that is it really does take you back to that period when people lived a little more formally and elegantly, and we're incorporating that into the elegance and luxury of today.
I noticed walking through the house that we don't have a major statement with color on the palette for the walls. We let fixtures stand out and colors of cabinetry and paintings, and obviously this is because of a plan where a lot of homes that we go into, designer homes, we see these wow colors.
I think that in a lot of designer homes today, I think you need to do that to make up for what is lacking in millwork, crown molding. In this house, there is an abundance of just beautiful wainscoting, crown molding, millwork. The floors are beautiful. And if you had a color palette that was a little more assertive, it would take away from that.
Well, in some areas of the country, housing market has been slowed down. Other markets, some are slowed down more than others. So the word remodeling plays a major factor in the gross domestic product of the building industry. And if you're lucky enough to see a home that has been remodeled like this, and we are, because this is not open to the public, just the trades, but in everybody's neighborhood, we have historical commissions, we have different organizations coming together to put the talents together to put a home like this in front of you. Take advantage of it, because you can really get some real-world remodeling ideas without tearing down. This is rebuilding. Anne-Marie, we thank you for joining us on The Handyman Show.